Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back-to-back tweets here by Adam Schefter, old Schefty. As we know, T. Higgins has previously requested a trade because he's franchise tagged by Cincinnati this offseason. The expectation has been he's going to play this year on a franchise tag, and then next year he's going to hit free agency because they're not going to tag him twice because they're cheap in Cincinnati, and then he'll be able to get top dollar in free agency. But Schefty first tweets, Bengals franchise wide receiver T. Higgins also has requested a trade, being that there have been no contract talks with the team now in over a year. Now, you've noted the word also. It's because the first tweet, the best tweet, was Bengals three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson has requested to be traded from Cincinnati per a league source. His agent, per a league source, sorry. And Hendrickson is due to make $15 million this season, is looking for more long-term security than Cincinnati has been willing to offer. Dustin, two of Cincinnati's finest football players, saying, please trade me now. Thoughts?
Love it.
I can't love it anymore.
I mean, you got a team in division with a little dysfunction.
Yeah.
Give it to me again.
All right. I'm not saying they should do this. If before tomorrow's, I don't know why it'd have to be before tomorrow. At some point this summer, if they turn next year's first round pick into T. Higgins, would you be upset?
No.
I don't think I could do it now.
How could I be?
I don't think I can do it now. A few, and hear me out, because I think T. Higgins is underrated. One, I still don't know definitively if he is his own number one or whether he is very similar to Amari Cooper, a 1A. And there's a significant difference there. The difference is, and I think it was it Schlereth that explained this to us? Oh, my God, we've had so many great NFL guests. My brain is farting away here.
I mean, he's on with us every week. There's a good chance that it was him.
But one of the...
Good chance.
Have you had a good chance yet?
I don't know why I said it like that.
I love it, though.
You gave me a look. Shot you a look.
I got the salt and vinegar eyes going.
You do.
But the whole point of a number one receiver versus a 1A receiver is, do you keep opposing defensive coordinators up at night as they game plan for you? I don't know. That's T. Higgins. Again, he's really, really good. So I don't know the price is worth it. Plus, you're going to have to pay him. Like, I think right now, the closest you're going to get for T. Higgins, if you're Cincinnati, is what the Giants gave up to trade for Brian Burns and give him like $100 million guaranteed, which was, I think, a 2 and a 5. That and honestly, every second you let this tick on, I think it gets worse for Cincinnati value-wise. So I don't think you'd even need to trade that first. The Hendrickson thing to me is much more concerning. Because here's the thing. Wide receivers, especially when you're not the guy, you're kind of the second guy to Ja'Marr Chase there and T. Higgins. You're on a franchise tag, play it out, free agency. There's light at the end of that tunnel. I think this is my personal opinion. Edge rushers are the second most important spot. And when I say edge rushers, elite pass rushers are the second most important thing you could have on the roster. They've already got the first thing, which is Joe Burrow. But they've already lost DJ Reader and replaced him with, Sheldon Rankins. That is not an upgrade, in my opinion. I think DJ is one of the most massively underrated, massive human beings in the NFL. Sam Hubbard's a nice edge rusher. He's not going to get you 15 sacks in his lonesome like Trey will. Trey is their second most important player. I'd probably even put him in over Ja'Marr Chase. What the hell are the Bengals doing? Actually, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're going cheapers. They're going cheap on
cheapers.
They're going cheap on
cheapers creepers.
There are legitimate football reasons you swapped out DJ, injury reasons why you swapped out DJ for Rankins. I get that. But look at the guys. They have consistently, there's an exodus going on there. They've imported very few big contracts. Orlando Brown kind of being one. They obviously are on their way to re-signing Ja'Marr Chase. Actually, I think they did re-sign Ja'Marr Chase, and they've re-signed Joe Burrow. The problem is everybody else that was part of the team that went to the AFC title game and went to the Super Bowl is now either requesting a trade or has already left. Well done. I think there's an and this is not just because of this.
It happens all the time, though, man. Teams go to the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden things just, if they don't win, go south.
I mean, I would say Kansas City kind of did this after their Super Bowl. Like, Frank Clark leaves 1 year. Tyreek Hill gets dealt a year later. Then it goes Orlando Brown. Like, you have seen this happen. The problem, the difference is, Kansas City has been phenomenal in drafting. Those, like, Trent McDuffie was part of one of the picks that they picked up in one of the trades where they moved on from one of their guys, right? George Karlaftis was an absolute steal at the end of a first round. Their offensive linemen, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, a second rounder and a sixth rounder, they're so good at drafting. It's not that you shouldn't re-sign your guys. It's that they can pick and choose who they give big money to. Cincinnati has been okay at drafting. They haven't been bad, but like they haven't had a top three pick. Or they haven't had a top 10 pick since Ja'Marr Chase. This is draft three. And it's really, really hard to be good at drafting and find guys, the level of the guys you're walking out the door or pissing off by not giving money. It's really, really hard to find a Trey Hendrickson, a one-for-one swap out at pick 24. It's really, really hard to find a T. Higgins swap out. And again, these guys were both second rounders, T in Cincinnati, Trey in New Orleans. Rome is burning. I think there's a real opportunity in the North this year. Baltimore is replacing most of its defense. Yeah, they re-signed their big pass rusher, Madubuike, off a career-high year, but Clowney left. A lot of the guys where they kind of piecemealed the defensive production left. In Cincinnati, even if Hendrickson and Higgins don't leave, you can't tell me this isn't going to play out in the locker room. Joe already bellyached about Ja'Marr Chase getting a contract and used his leverage there. I'm not saying it's going to turn both teams into pumpkins overnight, but do I think it could take teams that could win 13 games, in the case of the Bengals when Joe's healthy, 13 games? Do I think that could take them to be teams that are gettable? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's about, for the Browns, now it's about get Deshaun healthy, get out of this draft well, and see what you can take advantage of.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right now, I feel like if Deshaun comes back healthy, this division is wide open.
You know, you and I, when we talked with Solomon Wilcots, I think, did you or I ask him about the AFC North? I might have. It doesn't really matter. The point is,
I think we sort of ran out of time with him.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask him about the Bengals there at the end, but we got some good stuff out of him.
So I think, but we asked him, is there a clear best team in the AFC North? And I think he said no. I think if you could guarantee right now, if you could guarantee that Deshaun was healthy for 17 games, I think the Browns are the best team in the AFC North.
Yeah.
They won 11 games last year with four different quarterbacks and about 110 players because of injuries. And you're getting Nick Chubb healthy. Hopefully Deshaun is healthy. And then you've returned most of your roster. And oh, by the way, you might have upgraded wide receiver and middle linebacker. I think things are turning brown and orange here. I don't know if this is I'm just getting into off-season mode here and I'm starting to become full Homer radio, but 216-474-0092. If you guys are just joining us, Trey Hendrickson, the elite level edge rusher by Cincinnati, has requested a trade. He wants a contract extension. Cincinnati's not willing to pay him what he feels like he is owed. Thank you to every team that paid a pass rusher this offseason. Thank you. Whether they're interior defensive lineman or edge rusher, thank you. Because dudes getting paid $30 million a year who didn't lead the league in sacks are almost like Trey Hendrickson has almost done the last 3 years. That's coming off maybe his best year in the pros. Thank you. But he's requested a trade, and T. Higgins' trade request still on for the Cincinnati Bengals. Is the AFC North wide open? And I'll ask you this, Dustin, because I've said it, so now it's just keep Deshaun healthy, and I think you have a hell of a chance here. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, I was adding on there. I totally agree. I mean, it's all about Deshaun. The roster's really good. And, you know, Pittsburgh, we don't know what they're going to be. I think Baltimore's going to be really good. We know that. Cincinnati could be in a little bit of turmoil right now. Still got Burrow. So, yeah, it's wide open, I think.
I think on paper right now, Baltimore's a 10 or 11 win team.
Yeah, they're the favorites right now to win the division.
But I think on paper, Cincinnati's maybe a 10 win team. If you subtract Hendrickson and Higgins, I don't know. We should expect that. But let's say they acquiesce to these trade requests. I think you've got Joe Burrow's going to have to get you to 10 wins by himself. Joe and Jamar, because that offensive line is still booty cheeks, and now the defensive line is going to be booty cheeks as well. I think it's right there. And Pittsburgh, I'm done doing the generalities about Pittsburgh. Wake me up when either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields plays like the kind of quarterback play they need to be a serious player. When I say serious player, I mean to win the damn division. I know Mike Tomlin's a miracle worker. I know we should just bow at the shrine of Mike Tomlin. And he's a great coach. It sounds like I'm being a weasel about it, but like, quarterback play matters. And they've got the worst quarterback room in the NFL. In the NFC, in the AFC North. 216-474-0092. Real quick, Dave, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, I just think this whole thing of these guys wanting to get out of Dodge is just another symptom of what we saw in the league-wide review of teams. Poor facilities, not treating family right. Just doesn't sound like Cincinnati is running things the right way, and these guys aren't willing to stick around unless they're getting paid.
Well, and here's the other thing. Dave, thank you for the call, buddy. That's good stuff to kind of add on there. Here's the other thing. They also aren't winning. They haven't won the last year or two because of the injuries to Joe Burrow. Winning cures a lot. when you're not paying dudes, you don't treat their families well, and you're not winning, good luck keeping your best players in town there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.